Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A Kentucky high school is taking a unique approach to preparing students for adulthood. They're offering adulting classes. Fern Creek High School teacher Sarah Wilson-Abel says she started the class because she wishes she'd have had a lot of these skills taught to her when she was in high school. She joins Fox News and shares some of the things that they're teaching the students about adulting.
We had six different mini sessions that our students attended, from State Farm Insurance talking about home, health, and life insurance. We had Republic Bank there talking about opening up checking accounts and savings accounts. It was all just about wealth management. We even had somebody talking about retirement. These kids haven't even started their real jobs, but we already had somebody there just kind of giving them the breakdown of, you know, a 401k, a pension, all that kind of stuff.
Wilson-Abel also tells Fox News they were taught the basics regarding cooking.
So home and health was all about just making sure that they were prepared for cooking. And we had some of our family consumer science teachers. They were actually teaching them some cooking skills in the microwave. So they even taught them how to make French toast in a mug. We wanted to make sure that they were prepared for, you know, cooking actually, you know, real food, but in a microwave, because a lot of them are going to be in dorm rooms. So we taught them that. That was also when they learned how to change a tire and to check their oil. We even showed them how to read a map.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
And it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. The gang is all here, ready to get this thing done.
I'm telling you, folks, what a week it has been. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedemdorski, who is in rare form today. I got to tell you also, be warned, Brian Thomas, keep your finger on the button to clip his microphone. You just never know.
We may have to dump Lud.
Don't mess with me today.
Oh, my. Listen, we've got a big, long list, but before we jump into it, let's run down the short, quick list. This week, and I've not seen a lot of media talk about it, but I think, Lud, I think you're the one that shared it with Miles and I. CBSNews.com. 19th Amendment guaranteeing women the right to vote passed 100 years ago today. And listen, I got to tell you, folks, from that, it took place 1 year from now is when it went into effect, but the vote was this week, 100 years ago this week, and it forever changed the trajectory of the United States. Lud, don't get me in trouble now, but is that a true statement?
It's absolutely true.
It absolutely did. It completely changed the truth. And I'm not, by the way, folks, I'm not saying good or bad. I'm just acknowledging that if you're, like, I'm an amateur historian, if you looked at what was and what was thereafter, it changed our trajectory.
That Mike, don't give Lud an excuse to go off on middle-aged white women.
I was so afraid he would... I fact, and tell you what, Miles, I almost didn't go down that path because I was afraid of where Ludwig would take us.
I don't need any excuse to blame them.
Ah, Lud.
Oh, boy.
Folks, that is not Miles and me. That's Ludwig on his own.
And if you look at any of these news stories, they're usually somewhere tied into it.
Listen, before we get to the news, there's so much before we get to the news. This week, your man, John James, threw his hat in the ring, second round. Ding, 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 come out boxing. He is now a candidate for U.S. Senate. This time, not challenging Status Hall. He's challenging, what's that guy's name? Nobody knows his name.
Gary Peters.
Is it Gary Peters?
Yep.
All right. So that's the other senator. That is our other socialist senator from the great state of Michigan that are doing their best to cause a talking about changing trajectory.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you had endorsed John James when he ran against Status Hall, right?
Well, yeah. Our party nominee, of course I did.
So are you going to endorse him?
Not at this point, no, because I don't know who all's in. I think that part of his announcement early is to
make people go away.
Yeah. Say, I'm the guy. Just don't waste your time or money. Just get behind me.
Well, let's back into it for a minute. Do you think that in the election coming, Miles, I'm going to want to get your opinion calling from Illinois also. But, Lud, do you think that in the 2020 presidential election cycle that a candidate for U.S. Senate in the state of Michigan has a chance?
I think that yes, and I do think John James has a legitimate chance. The nice thing about him running now is it's only 2 years, so his name ID is still strong. And right. He's going to run against a guy who nobody knows. I mean, right. I have liberal students, and when I ask them our U.S. senators, they knew Stabenow, but they had no idea who the other one was.
Do they mispronounce it, call it Stabenow? It's Stabenow, right?
But when I say Stabenow, they start laughing. But they have no idea. They're like, who? When'd he win?
Right.
I'm like, well, Carl Levin was in from 78 until 2014.
Yeah, almost 300 years. Miles, from the outside looking in, you followed the John James race leading up to his end before. Looking at, what do you think? Does he have a chance this time against Peters?
I would say so, because it doesn't sound like Peters has quite got the establishment around him like Stabenow did.
I would agree with that. Now, Lud, before we went on the air, you were talking about the female effect, because, folks, slay me if I'm wrong, but if there are two candidates, a man and a woman, and everything's equal,
yeah,
she's going to win by 4 or 5%.
Yeah.
Don't take me to school on it. Just go back and look at history. So we talked about it back then. That's why I'm bringing it up. And you said right before we went on the air that the minority effect wasn't strong enough. We're talking about the center, the river reeds, as I call them.
Yep.
The independents in the middle, that the nitwits that voted for Obama and Reagan in the same lifetime,
yeah,
that blow back and forth in the wind, that are actually moved by identity division politics.
Yep.
Those folks, they had my goodness, what do I do? Do I vote for the black guy, or do I vote for the female? Confusion on the bridge. What do I do?
And the Me Too movement was going right around then, so that was strong for the woman.
Listen, I got to tell you, I absolutely passionately reject that form of politics. But I got to stand back and put my amateur politician hat on and recognize it as a reality of the times that we're in. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, we are. We are in that. I mean, the whole push this last election was about the year of the woman. And even our own governor, and her first state of the state, it was, I have women this, and I have women that, and I have women that. It wasn't about qualifications. It was about, I have all these women. Look at me. Ha, ha, ha. Except for when it comes to Trump.
Go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, but guys, don't you think that the Michigan media is going to favor strongly with the Democrat candidate?
They typically do. If you get into some of the Detroit News, I'll just put it out.
Is already going to vote.
The endorsements are going to go. But listen, I don't know that the newspapers, because we're talking statewide, not national, I don't believe that the newspapers have anywhere near the impact that they did even when I ran for State House in 2006.
Yeah.
I think they've really slid down the slippery slope from both sides of the equation. I don't think their circulations have shrunk, because they're so far left that even a centrist goes, oh, stop. And the other side of it is from advertisers. Their pricing for an advertisement is insanity.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at it, I just don't think that they have the – I don't think their baseball bat is much bigger than a toothpick nowadays.
Honestly, I think a lot of it will come down to the Trump effect. And the nice thing about John James is Trump really enjoys him. So you
John
can,
James.
Yes. Yeah, so you can actually see Trump make a few stops here knowing that Michigan's important and might push him over.
Listen, it's funny that you say that because I'm hearing a lot from various folks well-placed in the Republican Party that they believe that John James may be the difference between Trump winning Michigan again in 2020. That's what they're seeing, that the marriage here, well, Trump will help John James. John James will help Trump.
Yeah.
Miles, is that
Mike, yours? Do you think, though, that, I mean, based off your midterm election results, do you think Trump, though, still has a prayer in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Listen, but my reason, maybe I'm misguided, so tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the Democratic Party, if we're looking at it a four-year cycle, count the midterms as like the center post, I think they peaked too early.
Yeah.
There's only so long you can keep people enraged. They went to town halls. They dropped F-bombs. They were just vulgar getting their folks incensed. But listen, the Mueller report was still up in the air. There were a lot of things that were still at play that caused a feeling of doubt. Most of that, no matter how hard Pelosi tries, now she's talking about having Trump in jail when he gets out of office. Folks, what a yawn. What a yawn. Where did the focus group go? This absolute buffoonery couldn't have passed a focus group, could it have?
Yeah, it could have.
You think so?
Yeah.
Pelosi,
wow.
But think about it. Pelosi is really on a high wire here. She has to balance the loony left from the moderate left,
right.
And she has to preside over an inter-party civil war, basically.
There are some people saying that AOC is really the Speaker of the House. You laugh, but listen, everything that AOC wants, Nancy Pelosi, whether she can enforce her view or not, she's dancing like a marionette. She's got to deal with the AOC wing. Isn't that kind of what you're getting at, Miles?
Yeah, we're going to hear Pelosi say a lot of crazy stuff between now and the election because she's got to try to somehow keep this party together.
Yeah, she's got to feed that fire. Listen, guys, we're over time. Folks, we'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear. Top shelf Rothko outerwear. First aid. And the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Cool.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Visit discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And thank you for joining us during the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. We just barely scratched the surface.
We're just getting into it, folks. If you're just tuning in, I am Mike Hewitt, co-hosts Miles Bauer and Ludwig von Wiedendorski. Guys, let's change directions, because we'd be remiss if we didn't touch on this border issue as it unfolds down south. A very, very good friend of mine worked on the Canadian border for a very long time, and about 6 weeks ago, they took him and a lot of other Customs and Border officers and sent them to our southern border with Mexico. And so I talk to him now probably every other week, and he fake book messages me fairly frequently. So he's telling, this is my source, by the way, so I say, I'm told by a reliable source on location at our southern border that Brazilians are flying to Juarez, Mexico, and then making their way to El Paso to turn themselves into officials. So he's watching groups of 1,000 and more at a time, and they're not sneaking across out in the middle of the desert. They're crossing over directly in front of our border patrol so that they can immediately claim asylum. Now, over 90% of them do not qualify, but they're given their pat. Go, you got to be in court in 60 days. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. Guess how many are showing up? Extremely very few. They're coming from Africa, literally. They're coming from Brazil, literally. They're coming from Venezuela, and those folks might actually qualify because socialism works so well.
The African ones would really kind of, they would concern me probably the most.
Why do you say that?
There's a lot of terrorism
that are taking place in some of the countries there.
Yeah.
Listen,
and those people could be using this system to filter in.
The problem that I have with all of it, regardless of where these folks are coming from, is that we no longer have a system of any vetting at all. No vetting is being done. Zero. Not like kind of, sort of, where you're from. No vetting at all.
Why would anybody pay the tens of thousands of dollars to come legally now?
No, nobody would. Nobody would. Now, listen, before I move on from that topic, I'm reading an update from YouTube. Did you guys see that? Where YouTube lists the things that are no longer acceptable as hate. It'll get your material from YouTube deleted. On the list is immigration status. I want you to think about this for a minute. Just bringing up the topic of immigration status is now that's a hate speech. Miles, what do you think? Is that to discuss the fact that my family came from Scotland? Does my saying that equate to hate speech?
Well, it depends on who you ask, but yeah, these companies are just quietly erasing amendments right out of the Constitution, and it's not even being amended.
Well, this company can. Again, the Constitution doesn't protect against a private enterprise.
Right.
So we get that very mixed up with a lot of people. That's First Amendment right. No, it's not.
But listen, every time, in fact, I was off the walls on this about a year ago, and Miles Bauer is the one that reeled me in with exactly that point. And he's right. You're right. Here's the problem that I have. I look to the right in America. Forget the right for a minute. I look to center America. Those folks that can, I love this word, those folks that consider themselves reasonable. Why are we tolerating this? Now, here's the answer, because Miles and you are correct. The answer is stop going to YouTube. Those thick-headed, pointy nitwits will figure it out. When they look around and go, holy moly, we've only got the 3% that qualify for the Ludwig Screwball of the Week award left.
Yeah.
Because all the normal people, the normal person that goes to work that we just disagree with on some issues, if they looked at that and said, well, I can't have these conversations, I'll find a new platform. It's no different than Google. Doesn't Google own YouTube?
Yeah, they own YouTube. Yeah.
Which is why I keep telling folks to go to DuckDuckGo.com. Because I don't want to see what Google's definition of conservative is. Look it up sometime. It's a treat. And then look up liberal.
Yeah.
Talk about a lie.
Well, I'd like to see a company like DuckDuckGo create a YouTube-esque type platform.
Yeah, but see, the problem is, okay, so when you get liberal YouTube and then you get conservative YouTube,
yep.
And then you get liberal Facebook and then you get conservative Facebook, this just further divides the country in half.
He's right about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You go to work, you segregate yourself.
But the problem with it, Miles, first off, let me preface it by reiterating, you're 100% correct. The problem with it is that when we sit on our hands, then those forums don't become the box out on the street corner in which you can, there is no longer a fair dialogue. They're not looking for a conversation. They're not saying, meet me in the arena of ideas. They're saying, right. Shut up and sit down.
Accept my ideas.
Their ideas are the only ideas. So yeah. So then you say, right. Wait a minute, Miles, you're right. We ought not to further divide ourselves. I heartily agree with that. That said, how in the world do we have a fair conversation in the United States when most of the mediums, both tech and mainstream media, absolutely squelch anybody from just left of center to the right wing? They literally squelch even folks on the left of center. So I'm not talking about right-wing extremists that they like to talk about all the time.
The average person.
The average person. The average person that's got an opinion that says, wait a minute, think about the numbers on our southern border. Forget your view of amnesty and all that. The House just tried to pass another amnesty bill. What, 7 Republicans crossed over with the socialists and voted in favor of amnesty? Yeah. Folks, I don't care what you think for a minute. Pause and do the math. What'd they say, 144,000 people that they know of snuck across the southern border in just May? It's well over a million year to date.
If you look at this policy, and the show always comes to mind when I talk about this, is All in the Family. That hits pretty much in every one of those reasons and would never be allowed to be shown on YouTube.
Well, but
and that was on broadcast TV because we didn't have this wussification society where we couldn't talk about difficult situations.
Have I talked in the past about me watching the Elvis movie?
Yeah. No, I don't know if you have with us, but I don't know if we have on the radio.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because as soon as you said that, I immediately fell back to the dialogues that we had with the Baby It's Cold Outside song.
Yeah.
Well, a few weeks ago, I'm watching YouTube, and I'm watching Elvis Presley movie. I liked Elvis Presley movies. You know the good guy's going to get the girl. They're going to live happily ever. There's no stress. There's no angst. There's no political arguments. There's no narrative. They're not trying to run far-left ideology. It's just fun. Well, I'm watching this movie, I'm going, holy mackerel. This makes Baby It's Cold Outside look, I listen to that, and I used to wonder that because they played Elvis movies all day long. It was his birthday, I think, or the day of his death? Anniversary, death, or birthday?
His birthday's in January, his death was in August.
August 16th. Well, whatever day it was, they used to play all day long on that day. You'd find a channel and you'd watch them. I know because I was a big Elvis fan. And then it stopped a few years ago. And I didn't know why. I thought, well, I guess he's just finally fallen out of favor. Enough of the boomers have died from old age, Ludwig might say.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is that they're rejecting what took place. And what was taking place, folks, was a man and a woman were flirting with each other, and it ended happy. And the screwball left doesn't like that narrative.
And here's the best thing. This woman runs out and streaks across a Premier League match, so a soccer match in England, in a bathing suit that promoted a adult website.
I saw, yep.
Her view, her followers went from 330,000 over 4 million on Instagram.
What are you trying to say, Lud? Are you saying that sex sells?
Yes.
Ludwig.
And if it didn't, these girls wouldn't be on with a no-kini. I'm not even going to call it a bikini because there's nothing there.
Well, there
a no-kini. And showing off every asset of their body.
Folks, I wish you could see Ludwig's face. He's getting worked up now.
And it's BS. This is all narrative junk. It is a transformation of our thinking and culture, and that's all it's for.
That was
because it hasn't changed, but they're trying to make you think it has.
But that was the war on testosterone.
Yeah.
That was the war on you being outrageous, overkill.
If you even hold the door open now,
masculinity,
Mike, for a woman, hold the
crisis.
Door open, and you're considered letting a woman leave the building.
You're such a chauvinist pig. Listen, folks, we've got to go to a break.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is claiming his threats of tariffs encourage Mexico to crack down on migrants moving north.
We talked about it for months and months and months, and they wouldn't get there. And we just said, hey, look, if you don't get there, we're just going to have to charge you hundreds of billions of dollars in taxes. And we would have been just fine.
The president speaking there on CNBC's Squawk Box. The Mueller report is back in the spotlight on Monday as the House Judiciary Committee opens a series of hearings about allegations made about the Trump campaign possibly obstructing justice during the investigation into Russian interference into the last election. And a preliminary 4.0 earthquake has hit near Cleveland. The USGS reports the earthquake hit around 10:50 a.m. local time and was centered in Lake Erie, just north of East Lake. So far, there are no reports of any injuries or damages. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
And you are hearing the Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, a brilliant place to be on a daily basis, RenegadeRiver.com.
I think the boy is really brilliant exactly at this time in every episode.
It's questionable.
I'm telling you, off the hook, brilliant.
Yeah, I know. I probably once too many times I gave Lute a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
And never, now he can't support my brilliance.
He'll never.
Or acknowledge that it happens.
He just can't let go of it.
Yeah.
Never.
Listen, before we move on from immigration, I don't want to just go on and on about 144,000 people sneaking across the border inside 1 month, or the well over a million just to the end of May from the beginning of the year.
Illegal.
Over a million.
Illegal.
Illegal. Illegal aliens. Foreign insurgency, by definition, forget the political rancor for a minute. It just gets your Webster's out. By definition, it's a foreign insurgency.
Yeah.
So, and I mentioned earlier about this amnesty bill. Seven House Republicans voted for the Americans Dream and Promise Act of 2019, which would grant amnesty to more than 2 million illegal. They keep calling them immigrants. What a gross misuse of the word immigrant.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just sticking with Webster's here. No ideology. But let's use the words for what they mean. This is a foreign insurgency. That's way different than my folks at Ellis Island. But the reason I wanted to bring this up specifically is I've once in a while will bring up Michigan's Congressman Fred Upton. Now, folks, if you're not familiar with, he's from the 6th Congressional District, runs along the Lake Michigan lakeshore here in the great state of Michigan. He was one of seven, and I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Is it him or is it his district?
No, his district is center-right. They're not screwball left. They're center-right. And listen, I know a lot of them. They're good people.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them from being involved in the Republican Party. This guy is not representative of them. But I found myself in a friendly debate with a person on Facebook who said, pointed out something's different when he looked at the 1015 Congress versus the 116 Congress. Upton's, his votes have become far more progressive. So something's changed with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's just if he's making an anti-Trump thing, because he's very much a progressive establishment guy. Very, and if he were sitting here, I don't think he'd push back on that. I don't. So I'm not just slamming him. I'm using again the definition of the words.
Yep.
But I stand back and I go, what are you thinking? I don't know if he's going to retire. Maybe he wants to be Justin Amash's the 3rd congressional district Libertarian/Republican. Who wants to have Trump impeached. Maybe Upton's applying for a job as his vice presidential running mate on the Libertarian ticket. In either case, I looked to West Michigan, which was often referred to as the other Bible Belt, very conservative, and I'm looking at these two nitwits going, what? Who are these people? Miles, what's your view looking in?
Oh, I mean, look, the Republican Party, if there is one in the state of Illinois, is just an offshoot of the Democrat Party. So, but I mean, you guys certainly have plenty of characters, though, on both sides of the aisle. When you think about Tlaib and Amash and Upton, you guys are not too far away from Rhino Land.
I can tell you one thing. It's made me appreciate our Congressman Huizenga a lot more watching those two. Because I actually feel he's representing us way better than those two ever could.
And listen, I'm glad you brought that up, because I know Bill's been a guest on this show many times. I know Bill very well. I consider him a personal friend. And he's my congressman. No, he's not. I moved. He's my former congressman. I got Amash now.
Sorry.
I don't care who runs against Amash. I'm going to vote for that person.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm moving so I can run then. You'll have to vote for me.
You'll have one vote, too, coming yourself.
Yes.
Sometimes it's hard to get your head around it. I'm looking at a different person. I got to use him as an example because I don't get it. I'm not attacking him. He's another guy that I think is a friend. He's also been on the show many, many times. He's Michigan's former Senate Majority Leader, our state Senate, Arlen Meekoff. And he's out lobbying for the marijuana clubs, literally. I have a tough time getting my head around that. No one can say, well, Mikey's a libertarian-leaning guy. No, he's not. He ran as a hard conservative.
Yeah.
I don't understand what happens to these people. I don't. But, Miles, you are correct. We do have a basket full of screwballs here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah.
What do you think, Lud?
I think sometimes people have the intention of one thing when they go in. They get there and they get what is called, I guess, referred to as the talk. This is how it works. Either get in line or get nothing done. And they get in there, and the way to get things done, you have to get in line. And it alters them. And I think when you look at somebody who's termed out, they're looking for a job.
Yeah.
And you've got to earn
an income.
Yeah.
But listen, the folks that support Justin Amash, and I'm saying this complimentary of them, one of the things they like about him is he's not went down there and made any deals.
He's got nothing done, though.
He's got absolutely nothing done.
You have no representation at that point.
He co-sponsored a bill to change the name of a post office. That's been his accomplishment in a decade. What do they make, Donner? $179,000 a year?
$172,500.
So for $172,500 times 10 years, he helped rename a post office.
About $1.8 million.
That's a whole bunch of do-re-mi to rename a post office. But the folks that defend him, I got to give them their due. They'll say that he's not been doing exactly what you're accusing these other people of doing, of going down there to D.C. or Lansing or wherever your state capital is and caving to the lobbyists and the powers to be.
Yep.
If I'd have sat down, Arlen Meekoff beat me in a race in 2006. If I'd have sat down in 2006 and said, by the way, in 2019 you're going to be lobbying for marijuana, he'd have busted out laughing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It just, anyway. So I'm looking at a picture of a black guy. He's got a Make America Great Again hat on. Getting dirty looks from all these white liberals in LaGuardia due to my MAGA hat. But they're scared to say something because I'm black.
It's true. They would not be able to say anything to this guy. What are they going to walk up to me, racist?
I like this guy. I do. I like this guy. Because he's telling the unvarnished truth.
Yeah. One of my buddies, he's mixed, he's adopted, and he's gay. And he's a Trump supporter through and through. And nobody can say anything to him.
I don't know why we have these protected classes. I don't.
No.
Where this person's more valuable than that person must be silenced, and this person needs to have a higher podium. Folks, I don't get it.
We've allowed it.
The ethnic drama, the gender drama, the sexual, like I've often joked, I'm at the restaurant. Before I order my breakfast, I'd like to tell you about my sexual preferences. And the waitstaff is going to shut up. And they should. But how come some folks insist on everybody knowing when I don't give a hoot?
You know, it's funny you say it, because I went to a comedy show, and the guy goes, I'm vegan. And all of us were like, so?
Yep.
He's like, yeah. You know, everybody gets weird when you say you're vegan. I'm like, why do you have to tell us? Why do I care you're vegan? I don't. I don't care you're black. I don't care if you're straight or gay. I don't care you're vegan. I don't care if you like the Lions.
It sounds like you're one of those people that just doesn't care about things.
No. Are you a good person? That's all I do care about. If you're not, get out of my life.
Lude, are you a white supremacist?
No. And I would hate those. I hate those people, too.
Do you?
Yes.
You hate everybody equal. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, I'm all about equality. I hate everyone.
Listen,
I think that this guy was great, and he is right. There wasn't a single person who was hitting to him.
The guy with the MAGA hat?
Yep. Now, if he wore it into a black neighborhood, he would probably get the reaction that a white kid would get at the airport there. Meaning they would attack him and take his hat and beat him up.
You think that?
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Trump still doesn't have the quote-unquote black vote.
But this stuff is big stuff, and it goes to the information that we're able to get. And that's where I want to talk to when we come back from this break, folks.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and we've come to that point in the show where it's time for me to say, here is the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is an enigma to me, and I can't think of a better time in our history to pause for a moment. We're at a crossroads. We have access as a peoples to more information than any other culture anywhere in history. And it seems like we could take that and make ourselves even greater. I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. Seems like we could take all the information we have. So I write, we're swimming in waves of information, but have very low functional knowledge of our system of government and even the basics surrounding us. So I was on YouTube and I'm watching Jay Leno. So it's been a decade.
Yeah.
Jay Leno was out doing people on the street interviews. Tell me the country that manufactured the last foreign vehicle you drove. Person says, America. No. Foreign country. Texas. These were first year college students.
Or when you hear Africa named as a country?
Yep. But it was in that clip.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
Yeah, I bet.
That was one of them. So I think, wait a minute, we're absolutely drowning in information, but nobody seems to know anything. So then I look at Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy, quote, "The control of information is something the elite always does, particularly in a despotical form of government. Information, knowledge is power. If you can control information, you can control people." think about that. That's scary, even if I mispronounce the word. That's scary.
Yeah.
It really is, because we're changing. And I pause and I think, how is that? How can we be changing that much? Because we argue about the baby, it's cold, and what happened to the genre that was Elvis, with flirting with the women and then cutesy saying no, and flirting with them and then cutesy saying no, and them ending up happy ever after. How did we get from that culture to this culture where people got to tell the waitstaff what their sexual orientation is before they order their ding-dong breakfast?
The Internet.
The Internet didn't change at all. Miles, what do you think?
No, I think, as we've talked about in the past, I think that they've just decided to divide us up so that they can keep better control over us. If we're not united against it, if you're under 10, and that's one type of people, and if you're between 10 and 20, and that's a different type of people, if you can divide people up, then they can't stand together against you.
But we know all of these things. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. All of these things are the cliches that represent how America became exceptional.
Yeah.
Politics at the pond's edge. All of those things that made us exceptional are being cast off.
I truly believe it's the Internet was the tool that's causes.
So it's
Look
not the Internet.
Time.
Wait, it's not the Internet. You're saying that whoever the powers to be are using it as a tool.
Yes.
Well, what? How does it serve Facebook or YouTube or Google to turn us into a far left, heavily divided? They're supposed to be private enterprise. Miles will tell you, I've been saying for 35 years, don't get mad at your money.
Yeah.
So if I ran Facebook, I wouldn't want to have the center and right angry. I'd want to have all their business.
Because even if you're right, you're still on there. But the Internet, think about all this period of time, you've had all this information at your fingertips. You might have to go to a library or something.
That was almost profound. That in itself is an enigma.
What?
You said even if you're right, you're still on there.
Yeah.
And that was profound.
Yeah.
Because when I call for folks, if you don't like it, turn it off. It's like the Alexa thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know they can listen to everything I'm saying, but I really like the product.
Yeah, I like how easy it is to use.
Oh, yeah, but they're listening to everything you say. I know.
I know, but I don't see anything wrong.
Yeah.
Until
yeah.
you do, or they think you do.
I don't know.
All this information has been available.
Yep.
It got compressed and easily available and easy to find on the Internet. However, the difference between before the Internet and after the Internet is you wouldn't go and put the scholarly hours in to write a book before the Internet. You don't have to anymore. I can create a web blog spot today, and it can be seen as legitimate news by somebody who reads it. That wasn't there. And before, if it was, it was in the editorials or the opinion page in the paper.
Now, do you think that's created a culture where everybody thinks that they can be the next Pulitzer Prize winner?
Yep.
I'm going to have my 15 minutes of fame. All I got to do is say something extra screwy.
Yep. And people take it to the bank as if it's truth. That didn't exist at this type of level prior to it. National Enquirer was never seen as real. Now you have about 10 million National Enquirers on the Internet at whateverblogspot.com.
Miles, is he right?
You can choke it up and say it, Miles.
I think some of this started before the Internet rose to prominence. Because we were dealing with political correctness certainly in the 80s, and we were definitely dealing with political correctness in the 90s, and to a certain degree, we were dealing with political correctness in the 70s.
Listen, I can tell you we can keep going backwards, because if you think of you're playing Monopoly, and there's a picture of the banker, well, with that caricature that they used was how the Democratic Party was able to start winning elections following the Civil War, by getting folks to start 1920s and 30s.
Yep.
You started seeing that person became representative of the Republican Party. So now you hear all Republicans are rich white people, rich old white people, rich old white men. But the reality of it is whoever, I don't care what side of the divide you're on, plus or minus half of America, vote Republican.
Yeah.
Now that, just the raw math says that half of America is not a rich, old, fat, white guy.
Well, did John James get the message? He's not a rich, old, fat white guy.
I'll send him a message on Facebook.
Okay, let him
make sure. I'll make sure he knows. The point is that back when FDR was trying to get the Social Security scam rammed down people's throats, and the Supreme Court's going, no, that's not constitutional. He's just going to flip the court.
Yep.
I don't like it. I'm going to flip it. Yep. I'm going to add four more chairs. I'll put in who I want to put in. It'll pass. Watch.
But I think the speed of that decline has accelerated through the use of the technology. Where it took a month to get a message over from Europe to here, now it's instant. Even a second.
I'm reading a poll from Axios.com, and folks, I know doing numbers on the air bores the bejeebers out of folks. So I just do the headline. You guys tell me if it's wrong. Axios.com, they are left wing. They say, poll, Americans view fake news as a bigger problem than terrorism. Miles, I'll start with you. What say you on that?
Yeah, I can certainly believe that. I think that that's the reason why we're starting to see people just not watch the news anymore, because they're just tired of the whole thing.
Right.
But I think it's also caused things like Axios and Vice and Zero Hedge and these other companies to get a platform that's sustainable.
But listen, I've said this before. I'm a news hound. I really am. I'm a political monkey. The show wouldn't be. I've got to write. You walk in the house, that stuff's not on anymore.
I don't either.
It drove me insane. Listen, I'm watching. I found a post of mine from June 2014. Facebook brought it up as a memory. And this is my quote from then. I'm watching MSNBC. Oh, my. If not for the climate change crisis scam, race baiting, and the new and improved war on women nonsense, progressives would have nothing left other than complimenting each other's hairstyles. I bring that up now because they've been saying the same mantra long before Donald Trump.
Yeah.
A year before he came down the escalator, they were saying the exact same dung pile that they're saying now. Designed to be divisive, designed to do what Google is doing, what YouTube is doing, and that's to stymie the conversation. Folks, America needs to have a conversation, an honest one, in total. Not my side or your side, all of us.
Well, when they, and you know with those type of people, if they can't win on facts because they don't believe in facts, they go to the personal side of things, and that's what that's about.
But that's where if you say something they don't agree with, now you're a racist or homophobe, you're this big long litany of nonsense.
Discredit they you want, so bad.
They will, yeah, absolutely. To me, wow, does that say how weak-minded they are?
What happened to the phrase, sticks and stones will break my bones, but words won't hurt me?
Oh, my goodness. Miles, final 30 seconds. Any pearls of wisdom?
Lion's head. Oh, he lies.
Where's that coming from?
Well, I was just
going
to, wasn't Lud, Lud, Lud.
I thought he was going to do Lud, Lud, Lud.
I know.
He went for a shot at the cruisers in the room. Listen, folks, thank you very, very much for joining us. Have a great week, and we'll see you as soon as we possibly can.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
I'm 9-time gold medalist swimmer Mark Spitz reminding you to wear your life jacket each and every time you're on the water. Even the best swimmers in the world can get in trouble if they're not wearing their life jacket. Remember, it can't save your life unless you wear it. Brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the United States Coast Guard.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.